And so far, March Madness is living up to its nickname. The tournament has featured something that's never happened before: a number 16 seed, the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, beating a top seed, Virginia. There were other upsets, some blowouts, buzzer beaters, and of course, a 98-year-old nun. Let's check in on the tournament as it resumes tonight with Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Is your bracket ruined?
Well, ruined. I mean, does Jackson Pollock ruin a canvas? It's abstract art at this point. It's a lot of arrows and X's.
Well, how would you characterize the tournament so far? The Florida State coach, Leonard Hamilton, says the upsets so far represent a revolution in college basketball.
Yeah, but the revolution was a long time coming. Hamilton's been coaching for almost 50 years. I defer to his knowledge. But if he's implying that this is sudden, it's not. For years, the best players in college basketball stay 1 year and leave. There's huge turnover. So teams that are good in the regular season sometimes get into the postseason and their inexperience is exposed. Sometimes a freshman can power a team to upsets. So yeah, it's a much less stable sport in general. And then add to the fact, in all the other major sports except football, there are series. And so one unusual game does not mean that the loser is out. But of course, in this sport, there is. Look, you only need to win six games. I mean, it's a monumental task. But you only need to win six games to be the national champion. You could win six games and not even get out of the second round of the NBA playoffs. So there's that, too.
What about that 98-year-old nun from Chicago, Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt? She prays with the Loyola Chicago team before every game. Here she is explaining her prayer on Good Morning America.
At the end of the game, we want to be sure that when the buzzer goes off, that the numbers indicate that we get the big W. I pray for the other team, perhaps not as hard.
She's been a star of this tournament.
Yeah. She takes a little off the gas when she prays for the other team. Right, I don't know what the Lord would think about that. But, you know, another star is the daughter of the Nevada coach, Eric Musselman, Mariah Musselman. She interviews her dad. So you have on the extreme ends of the spectrum, these two ladies who are captivating. And that's a great thing about March Madness. Even with a lot of the players, if you really follow college basketball, you might know them. But not a lot of people really follow college basketball. The ratings for the regular season are really, really low. So it's an odd tournament where people identify as fans of the sport, and yet they might only know four or five players. So a guy like Jordan Poole hits this game-winning shot for Michigan. Who is this guy? Turns out he's obsessed with cats, and people were mistaken him for Jordan Peele. And there are all these sort of stories and all these sort of personalities that just burst onto the scene suddenly. So it's one of the things that makes it a great experience.
So we're down to the Sweet 16 now. The Final Four will be on Sunday night. And on the women's side, there's more Sweet 16 action in the women's tournament starting tomorrow night. Top seed Connecticut won its first game over St. Francis, 140-52.
Yeah.
Can anyone beat the Huskies this year?
Well, you know, that's what we asked last year. Mississippi State did. And so maybe we should pay attention to Mississippi State. They're a number one team. They still wear the crown. But I think the question is right, because Connecticut has shown through the course of its experience in the last decade, they are so good. And right now, 538, an excellent prognostication service, says they have an over 90% chance of making the Final Four. No one else is above 60.
That's Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst, who has who winning in the men's tournament?
Loyola and Sister Jean, of course.
All right, okay.
Why not?